We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning...
Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, hands-on radio.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears. Tuesday, May 28th, Rob Saffer is in with the Overlook Show and is celebrating what would have been Sun Ra's 105th birthday. Tune in to hear some Overlooked Sun Ra after the noon news on Tuesday, May 28th on 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. The more advertising kids see, the more likely they are to smoke or vape. To learn more and find out how you can help, rvwtobaccofree.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol Friedman of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good evening. I'm Kevin Factor, and this is Foraging Ahead. Tonight, a little premature Memorial Day. We're going to be doing songs of memory. Some of these songs are angry, and some of these songs are angry and mournful, and some of them are angry and sorrowful, and some of them are angry and wistful, and some are angry and filled with righteous rage. Hope you enjoy it today, and we're going to throw in a little bit of poetry. We're going to start with E.E. Cummings.
Next, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more, what of it we should worry? In every language, even deaf and dumb, thy sons acclaim your glorious name, by gurry, by jingo, by gee, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic, happy dead who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter? They did not stop to think, they died instead. Then shall the voice of liberty be mute? He spoke and drank rapidly a glass of water.
All right, so E.E. Cummings, next to God, of course, America, I. Fitting for Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a relatively recent holiday as we know it. It became a national holiday in 1971, And unlike Veterans Day, which celebrates all the men and women in, who have served in the military, the Memorial Day, as you no doubt know, only remembers the dead, the fallen. And it's curious, why do we remember the dead? Why do we remember Achilles or Gilgamesh or Joshua? Why do we insist on incorporating these fallen into our national narrative? It's old. It's old as human beings have been having narratives, I think. And perhaps there's something in us that maybe this is the only way to certain immortality. So we'll be celebrating loss. Long live loss.
Two days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she give him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you?
I cried, never gonna hold the hand. my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. through many dark hours. I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and I fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
All right, that was Bob Dylan, of course, with God on Our Side. And before that, the Dixie Chicks with Traveling Soldier. I don't know why, I just love that song. With their harmonies are amazing. There was a band recently at Helsinki, the Lula Wiles, and if that group sticks together, they'll definitely be the next Dixie Chicks, but the Lula Wiles will be a name that people will recognize. This next song coming up is a little lighter. And just like the invasion of Iraq, I believe that the remake of this song, it seemed like a good idea at the time to somebody with an agenda that wasn't clear to other people. So here is my tribute to the second invasion of Iraq. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire with Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
say we're killing each other, and we just ain't got time for your brother. Oh no.
The sun's gonna fight and lose that life. Listen to me. War. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. War. Friendly only to the undertaker.
Good for absolutely nothing. And also the original title of Tolstoy's masterpiece, for those of you familiar with Seinfeld. Next up, we'll hear Bob Marley on the very same topic.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, it's a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, and it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war.
confident in the victory of good over evil.
John, you're warned of the day when you'll be laid beneath the cold clay. The angel of death will come from the sky and claim your poor soul when the time comes to die. When the angel of death comes down after you. Can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep, and then your loved ones are gathered to weep, can you face them and say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
All right, well, that's kind of what Memorial Day is all about. And it's loss and a remembering loss and hanging on to loss and letting loss live, perhaps. I don't know. What do we do with loss? We make art and parades out of loss. And I'm now going to play a little poetry and take a little poetry break. And this is one of the greatest villanelles, in my humble opinion, about that particular topic. And it's by Elizabeth Bishop, and it's called One Art.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost, that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day. Accept the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I already know they fucked that up. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I miss them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident. The art of losing is not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seemed filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hours badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seemed filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day. Except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names, and where it was you meant to travel, none of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and, vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing is not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like
the art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names and where it was meant you were meant to travel, none of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch. And look, my last or next to last of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones. And, vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I miss them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in conflict overseas, and the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's Welcome Home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling. For $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains. And eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
All right, so we're remembering loss and this next song, by Drive-By Truckers, is sort of a memorial to the war that we are now waging, and we have been waging for some time, on school children.
Outside my window, smell the fresh paint of a comfort shade on this new fall day. Feel the coffee surge through morning veins from half an hour ago. Hear the sound of shots and screams out in the hallway. On this beautiful trail, once the sun slipped down behind the
cascades. Saw a mighty hawk swoop down upon a stream to devour its prey. Now we're moving chairs in some panic mode to barricade the doors. As my heart rate surges on adrenaline nerves, I feel I've been here before. I made it back from hell's attack, some distant bloody war. Only to stare down hell back home. The banks where Lewis and Clark explored. We're all standing in the shadows of our noblest intentions of something more than being shot in the classroom in Oregon. And it's a morning like so many others, with breakfast and birthdays. The summer and the fog away. Away. My friend Jack has had a baby, and I see birds soaring through the clouds outside my window. Heaven's calling my name from the hallway outside the door. Heaven's calling my name from the hallway outside the door.
I will leave you with a little something a little more hopeful, and take care and goodbye. Have a great weekend, all you whistle pigs.
Sergeant came up to me, says he looked fine and cocky, oh. For the king is in need of men, I come read this proclamation. Now a life in Flanders for you then would be a fine vacation, oh. That may be so, says I to him, but tell me, Sergeant, do we, oh. If I had a pike stuck up on me back, would I look fine and cheery, oh. For they'd have you train and drill until they had your own. The Frenchies, oh, look, may be warm in Flanders, it's drafty in the trenches, oh.
The sergeant smiled and winked his eyes. Smile was most provoking, oh. He twiddled and twirled his wee moustache. Says, hey, you're only joking, oh. The sandbags are so warm and high, the wind you won't be blowing, oh.
I went to the canyon passing by. Says, hey, what if it's snowing, oh.
Come rain or hail or wind or snow, I'm not going out to Flanders, oh. There's fighting in Dublin to be done. Let your sergeants and your commanders go. Let Englishmen fight English wars. It's nearly time we started.
Always salute to the sergeant, a very good.